There's one more speaker signed up after Mr. Parrish. Is there anyone else who's not had an opportunity to speak once? Okay. Next to the last.
Proceed.
Good morning. Good. Maybe next to the last, but always happy to be here as elected clerk of the peace of Sussex County, having the privilege to perform memorable marriages throughout Sussex County. We're here to thank the Budget Committee for embracing our recommendation to establish a fee schedule. We're the only county in the state that does not have a fee schedule for services rendered. We have many out-of-state people that come into this county. We provide excellent service to them at being subsidized by the taxpayers of Sussex County and of no charge to the people from Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, Newcastle County, or Kent County. So we're delighted with the Budget Committee's recommendation, and if you will understand that the importance of adopting an appropriate ordinance in a timely fashion, we can save Sussex County taxpayers thousands of dollars. Part of this activity evolves because I campaign on a pledge not to accept any tips. It used to be heretofore that people that provide this memorable marriage services would accept tips and gratuities. I do not believe that's appropriate operation, nor an appropriate thing, considering it violates Delaware Code of Law, and I think it's not the right thing to be tipping elected officials. These funds belong to the Sussex County Treasury to offset the expenses of our office. And I'm very delighted that, again, the Budget Committee did this, and I'm hopeful the Sussex County Council will embrace and direct the Budget Committee and the staff attorney to work closely and expeditiously with us, because every month that we go beyond without having this ordinance and charging fees, we are taking money away from the Sussex County taxpayers. So I thank you very much for your time and interest and saving taxpayers money.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dan Kramer. Dan Kramer for Social Justice, Inc.
Social Justice, Inc.
Social Justice Incorporated.
Dan, you don't accept tips, do you?
I don't need a tip. My name is Dan Kramer. I'll tell you what.
Where you from?
Every year, I tell you what, they just line up at the trough like it's so full of feed, and at one point, it's going to empty out. And then somebody's going to really
raise
hit the
your
fan.
Taxes.
First of all, it's like this here. You got the pigs first, and then you got the sows, and then you got the hogs, and now you got the dogs. And then you got the legislators. They want to come down and tell us how to spend our money. Then you got all these people coming in. Oh, we got to have the gimmies, gimmies, gimmies. Why don't they just all get a life? And we'd all be further ahead of the game. But, oh, they see dollars where there ain't even a dollar there. You already busted the budget. You're going to bust the budget again. Watch it. One of these days, you're going to be worse than Newcastle County.
Oh, damn.
Dan, you're going to lose your handkerchief.
No, I'm not going to lose it.
I think that concludes the list of all the persons who asked to be recognized. Reading of a motion and voting on the budget ordinance will be held until the end because we have two more hearings. We're going to do both those hearings and then vote on all three at that time. Is there anything else, Mr. Baker, to consider on this?
No.
Okay.
This concludes the hearing.
That will conclude the hearing on the budget. We'll now commence the hearing on an ordinance.